Yeah, when we roll this thing out to a site and wire it in, it's all completely automated. You know, it's got the automatic start, and it's almost with the transfer switch. It's, you know, it's so easy a caveman could do it. Before we got the, you know, without the transfer switch, we got to go in there and do some finagling with wire, you know. But yep, it's all fully operational, you know, fully automatic and everything. And I just can't, you know, I can't afford downtime, right? You know, it's like there's, you know, we're hardened. We've got everything runs on 48 volts, and we've got huge battery banks. You've probably seen these sites. I'm sure you have. So, you know, if we lose our generator and it doesn't start for some reason, we have a certain amount of time, you know, that we can get out there before we have to have, before we have a problem. And then, you know, and of course we got the generator, and, but I just need to be certain these things, you know, I can't afford to have a failure. Maybe at a spur, you know, one of my ones in the, you know, like I'm covered pretty heavily on the west side. If I lost one there, it would be just send out a notification, you know, that portable coverage may be affected. But for the most part, I can't, you know, especially this one here I'm doing today. I've got three dispatch centers, you know, tied in. So can't afford to lose that one for a minute.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the smart way to do it. I mean, that's smart. So the manual transfer switch goes between the automatic transfer switch and the on-site generator?